When I hear Jesus tell us this parable today, what comes to my mind is a dream. Listen to what Jesus said. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods, and I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.'" I hear a dream. Really, the dream I hear is the one that somewhere someone explained kind of the American dream, really, that to reach that measure of success, you had to build it bigger, store up more for yourself. And then this abundance, it will soothe your soul, so just relax, eat, drink, and be merry. That's what we're sold. And, you know, God is good, right? And so, look at all this abundance God has given us. I mean, we're just so blessed. True statements. We are. But the parable continues. Because I'm going, Jesus is on board with us, right? That's the American dream. The parable stopped right there. But he says, wait. The parable, in this parable, God calls this rich man a fool. It is the fool that stores up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God. Not necessarily about the treasures. It's about not having a richness towards God. In our culture, where we automatically think of us first, I's, we's, I talk about it all the time, really, because it's hard for us to grasp it, but for them, there just was no I, there was no individual. All their identity, everything was wrapped up in their family, in their tribe. There was just no individual. And so it's easy for us to just go right to that understanding of the American dream. But the original listeners would have heard that, and they would have been taken to another dream or a set of dreams. And those dreams are two that are found in the book of Genesis in the 41st chapter. And in those dreams, those are dreams that Pharaoh had. And these dreams came in the same night. Two separate dreams, and in the first one, there were seven fat, healthy cows, and there were seven thin, sickly cows. And in the second one, it moves from cows to corn, and there were seven ears of healthy corn, and then there were seven ears of sickly corn. Now, in both of these dreams, they ended the same, where the sickly overcame the healthy, wiped it out. And Pharaoh needed help with the interpretation, because interpretation of dreams, it was really important for them back then, and he could not find anybody who could interpret this dream, or he couldn't find anybody who was brave enough to interpret the dream. But they'd heard about Joseph. This is the coat of many colors, Joseph, right? And that he had already had arrested. He had him down in jail. And so Pharaoh heard that Joseph could interpret dreams. And so he says, well, let's give it a shot. And he calls Joseph up, and Joseph speaks the truth. And he says, well, what's coming is that we're going to have 7 years of huge abundance. And that's going to be followed by 7 years of scarcity. Horrible, horrible scarcity. Famine is the word that's used. And so we're going to go from having so much, eat, drink, be merry, to starving to death. And so this really woke up Pharaoh, and for some reason he trusted in Joseph's interpretation, so which came through God. So Pharaoh hopped on the God of Israel wagon and says, okay, I believe you, and I'm going to put you in charge of trying to find the solution. And so he does. He puts Joseph in charge of this, and Joseph then instilled into the land that they would store up really a fifth of all grain that came in. And they stored it up, and they stored it up. And it wasn't just like one big single place. This was every town built up these huge storage buildings full of grain. And so the listener of Jesus, big, giant bins of storage. I mean, these are good things, right? Because they know how the story works, right? The story that is part of who they are is that when you have such huge storage of grain that has been instilled into the tradition, what you use it for are for when there's a famine. Not to sit around and eat and drink and be merry. And so that's what happened. The 7 years passed and we kicked into 7 years of famine. And then people were starting to starve because there wasn't any grain. They couldn't raise their own grain. And so they opened up the storage bins and they fed the people. Now, there is a little piece that goes past that because it wasn't just about them. It was to feed all of the whole world, it says in the scripture. Not just right there, not just in Egypt. It was to feed the whole world. So it wasn't about individuals. It has gone beyond families. It's gone beyond tribes. And now God is saying, no, when you have your abundance, everybody should reap from that. Everyone should be fed. So, kind of a shocker, I think, to hear the way Jesus tell it, because that landowner uses my barns, my food, what am I going to do, and then I'm going to store it up, and then I'm going to be fat and sassy. Of course, he's the fool, because that's not how relationships work. That is not how their culture should work. And Jesus lays it out there on a line. It's not, the problem is not the abundance. The problem is what we do with it. When it controls us, we hear in Colossians that it becomes idolatry. We know how God feels about that. What is it that just controls us the most? Yeah, our abundance or lack of it, money, right? And when it controls us, we begin to worship it, and it becomes the golden calf that destroys people. Jesus wants that community. Maybe it's shifting. Maybe it's starting to think about the eyes stuff, all about themselves. Whatever it is, it was to open their eyes up to the way in which they were raised. It was to their tradition that it was about a holistic understanding and not just about the people of Israel, it was for the whole world. Finding ways to be able to live within our abundance, to celebrate it, to know where it comes from, but to maintain our ability to stay rich towards God. The richness is that sharing of the abundance that we have. Amen.